Well, you gotta visualize this. Yeah. Now he's standing up there and he's telling this story. He said, "This is the way it happened." He said, "One day I was out on the golf course and I wasn't having a very good day and I'd pull my tee shot over to the left and it was kind of wet down there by the pond and it was all grown up. And I was down there looking for my ball and I heard this voice say something about moving my hand over just a little bit on the club and I wouldn't be hooking them like that. I looked around, I didn't see anybody and finally I figured out it was coming from a frog sitting right there." And he said, "Yeah, that's right." I said, "It was me that's telling you that." I said, "Turn your hand over a little bit to the right and you will not hook it over here like that." I picked that frog up and I swear, I picked him up and put him in my bag and took him with me and he coached me the rest of the day. He said, "I finished up playing best golf I'd ever played." And said, "Oh, I took that frog home. Fed him good, took good care of, took him with me to the golf course every day I went." And said, "Boy, I started playing better than I've ever played in my life." You, if you're a golfer, you know what that feels like. It's just unbelievable. Can't get enough of it. And so I started entering some little amateur tournaments. And I started winning them. And that frog sitting right there in my bag telling me what to do, watching me and telling me every shot what to do. And he said, "I got good." And said, "People didn't want me in their tournaments." And said, "I decided to turn pro." And said, "I was on the pro tour and doing pretty good, making a little money along." And said, "One day we got rained out and I come into the motel there and I set that frog in the middle of the bed. And that frog looked at me and said, 'Kiss me.' I thought, well, hell, that's the least I could do is kiss that damn frog for all he's done for me." And I kissed that frog and it turned into a beautiful, nubile 14-year-old girl. And I swear, Your Honor, that's exactly the way it happened.